man, it's your boy, Young Philly.
Hey, man. Yeah. Yo, my people, this is Big Chonkos.
And we are back with our brand new podcast. This is the second episode. We really hope you enjoyed the first one. How did you find it?
It was a weird experience for me, man. You know what I mean? I really loved it. I enjoyed it. I liked it.
Yeah. As soon as we was done filming, the first thing I said to Chunks, I was like, oh, bro, like, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, I had so much fun having that convo.
There you go.
And it's mad because sometimes it could be things that we've heard before, but it just felt so different and fresh.
This is our show.
Anyway, as you can see, we have our brother, none other than Darkest Man.
There we go.
The boldest man I know.
Yeah.
Thought I'd stay silent until that happened.
So, I've got to hit you with this one. How does it feel to be the first guest on the Chunks and Finch?
Well, it's kind of like bittersweet. I mean, it's an honor to be here for the as your first guest.
Yeah.
But that means I'm never coming back. All right? That genuinely means I'm never coming
and
back.
And that's the truth.
No, that means
you will never.
No. He's like,
this.
Who can we just get rid of
and
just sort of get a feel for the show?
Yeah.
But it's nice. Let me just get a feel for the table.
Yeah. What do you think about the studio, bro?
Banging. Literally. Yeah.
Don't touch it.
Everything hand painted, so that's why I heard
both of you did it as well. Both of you painted it as
well. I made it.
Yeah. I just done the highlights, so all the little black bits underneath. I've just.
Yeah, when a man puts his finger up, it looks like he does.
Like, ain't you noticed, boy? It's on a random one. Ain't you noticed chefs talk with their hands?
Oh yeah.
What you want to do is you want to get that garnish all over the Brussels sprouts. This one is crazy.
Yep. But they talk to everyone like that. Their wife, you cheated on me.
Yeah.
And then you just stirred it all up, didn't you?
Yeah. Crazy. I like that one. They're proper expressive in anime. It's like the Gordon Ramsay, for example.
Someone
that we want to get on the show.
Oh my God, Gords. Gords, mate. Sorry, I don't even call you Gords. Like, you're not my, like, you are my mate.
Ramsay.
But like, I didn't grow up with you from 10. I was calling them Gords.
Like, you know him.
But yeah, Gordon Ramsay, we absolutely love you on this show, and we would love you to come on as a guest one day.
Yeah, I realize on this show we just call people out, man. Like, we want everyone to be on it.
Yeah, literally.
But it's cool,
anyway, in the first episode, brother, there was some stuff that you mentioned that I kind of wanted to get into, but I wanted to save it just so we have more stuff to talk about each week. You get me? We could have easily done it all within that first 45 or hour, whatever it is. And that was your living sitch growing up. I remember that you said going to school, you would always be on point because there's like seven other people. Was that you exaggerating?
I definitely exaggerated in my room, but there was seven other people. Like, there's loads of people in my house. So I grew up, thankfully, and I'm very grateful for my parents. My mum basically was that kind of person where, Darkest can vouch, we had so much people in our house, bro. Like, there was one time where my cousins from Sweden came over and lived with us. There's one time where cousins from Holland came and lived with us.
So your house was the link-up house?
It was the house where my mum was very, like, inviting and let anyone come over and stay. You know what I'm trying to say? She was that kind of woman, and I really do love that from her. Mm. This guy used to come to my house every Friday after school.
Well, Darkest lived with you at one point.
Sunday morning. Yeah. No, you'd leave Sunday after like 6 p.m.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
So you lot didn't live with each other?
No, just Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You was living at Mumsy's yard, though.
No, only during the days I had school.
Half term.
So any little day I had off.
Any time he had off,
so you
with
didn't
me.
Even live there?
No, I basically did.
I thought he did.
Yeah, well, he has a mum as well, bro.
No, I'm aware of that, but you know what I mean? Like, you just might like spending more time with him, and it could have been better for his mental. I don't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's why any time he could stay, which was the Friday, the Saturdays, the holidays, the summer holidays, half terms.
Any little day I had off, bro.
Bank holidays. Yeah, he'd come.
Main reason would be as well, you're a single...
Single you, yeah. No brothers, no sisters. So. Yeah.
You got me? That Someone is your brother. As much as you call him your cousin, that's your brother, fam.
Literally.
So yeah, who was in this room?
So like...
And from what ages?
So when it comes to school, it would have been me, my brother, and my sister in one room. So...
So from when you start, it's primary?
Yeah. When we start primary.
So how old is that?
So five. No, five is the one. Yeah. So when I start primary, it would have been me, my sister, and my brother in one room. And it's just some little small boxy room. And then obviously after my sister got older, we had to now move because the boys are, you know what I mean? Shouldn't be
You're
seen.
Kind of forgetting me on the floor in the middle.
Yeah, he was on the floor in the middle.
Wait, so you just come to eggs yourself up. Are you not seeing what's going on here?
What?
There's not enough space anyway. He's coming over,
bro.
Adding to the flipping.
Bro, so listen, it would be my sister on this side. My bed here. My brother's bed there, and in the middle of the gap
of the bed,
he'd be in there.
I'd be there on the mattress.
We'll call it a frash, the mattress. He'd be in there. So one man's waking up, I have to do this.
Step over me.
Step over, man, and be careful. And it was crazy, bro.
Good times, man.
But I loved it. I would not change it for the world, bro.
And you know what? So much, how I know you wouldn't have even wanted to change it for the world. If I look back at when you lot even first moved to the first Peter Squad house, it was similar. Trunks had his own room, but you'd still have certain people. We don't need to state names, but you'd still have certain people sleeping inside his room. Yeah. However, they got a situation going on and they ain't got somewhere.
But like I said, I take that from my mum. Like, making sure that someone's always got somewhere to sleep. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm. And it's like not making it awkward. Like, yo, come in my room, bro. Like, don't, you know what I mean? I let a man sleep in my room, let a man sleep in my bed if they wanted that time.
Yeah. I think that's why I can sleep anyway, you know?
Yeah.
I presume
yeah, sleep we can sleep.
That's actually the perfect example of how, like, you're raised is it has a proper effect on you, innit?
Yeah, bro, I loved it. I used to wake up and then just be quiet, but wake up dark quickly. I'll come run for play games or something. You know what I mean, bro? I loved growing up.
That's amazing, bro. Yeah,
that's my thing. I can't lie to you.
So, at what age? What? How old was you now when you was got your own room?
Peter's got first house.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, you? Bro.
I mean, I've always had my own room.
He's always had his own room.
It's just been me and my mum. Yeah. So I had my room, she had her room.
His room was nice. He had a cupboard with all the iron gums and that. His mum used to do everything for him. He was elite. Bro, how about this? There was a couple of times I used to stay at his house. This guy was living in a five-star mansion. How about this? On my mum's life, bro, mum would be sleeping in his room on the floor, like in a bed situation. Then, boom, I'd wake up. I'd go brush my teeth. I swear to God, brush my teeth, have a little piss. By the time I've gone back into his room, the bed on the floor is cleaned already. And his mum's there, said, calling my name, saying, yeah, breakfast served. Egg sandwich with mayo in there, sliced perfect.
Sliced perfectly.
Like, I'd be like, what's happening here? Yeah. Bro, everything prepped for man. Whereas my house, wake up, if you don't do that bed, that bed's going to be dead for the whole
serious?
Day.
I know mum's a serious cook in general.
So you have to make your own breakfast at my house.
Oh, your house?
Yeah,
that's why I learned how to make toast.
Yeah, bro. My mum wasn't, obviously some days she would make laha, which is like pancake anjera, that's what they call it. Laha. My thing, you know what I'm trying to say. But on his yard, everything prepped for you, ready. It was five star, bro. I was in the Four Seasons before I went to the Four Seasons.
See, that's mad. I think that's one of the reasons I even end up moving out, you know, man, them. Because my mum would just baby, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jarring, like, man's big 19 and my mum's still washing man's pants and that, boxers, whatever you want to call them.
Same as me, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like,
how about this?
Like, she wouldn't let me grow up because she loves me so much.
Truth hour.
Yeah.
My mum still washes my clothes now.
Is it?
Yeah, I'll be honest. And you know why? She wants to do it. She wants to feel like she's doing something for me, bro. How about this? I told her, mum, I've got a cleaner now. She can do that all. She goes, nah, I still want to feel like I'm doing something for you. And that kind of made me emotional. I was thinking, rah.
No, that's sick. Yeah. It's sick.
You know what I
mean? But at the same time, it's like, my thing is, I hear you, but I don't even want you to lift up a finger no more. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah.
But the same happened the other day. Like, I'm very similar. Like, maybe we found one company that basically takes your clothes and the next day brings it to you.
No promotion for them.
I'm not saying the name. Never saying the name. But it was literally so convenient for me. So I called my mum. I was like, yo, I found this company that does this for you. You can chill. And she was just like, yeah, I don't really trust
her. Mum's on your
girls
as well.
He came through the yard the other day with a suitcase, a backpack. I said, what's all of this? He goes, your mum washed all my gums. I said, that's about two months.
Folded, ironed, kissed. It was beautiful.
Yeah, like, she kissed the suitcase.
It's with love. Each gum. Kiss it. I see your lips go over it. I said, Raha, making sure his shit's washed, clean, ready. Like, I don't know, man. I think for me, I'm going to just vouch for Somali mums because that's all I do know. But they're just very like,
love him.
Yeah. Cradle you, bro. They love you off, man. Mm. And that's why, shout out to all the Somali women, the mothers. Mm. Love you all.
Shout out to all the mums in general. Darkus, growing up for you, what was school like for you? In the last ep, we spoke about school, but there was a topic in particular we didn't go into detail with. It was going through op-ends or like times that we've been moved or been targeted being in secondary school. And the reason I say that is because like, we're the guys that grew in their ends, have friends that was on badness, but we're the good boys. I can safely say none of the mandem here have done nothing illegal.
No.
We've never been arrested. You get what I'm saying? But we're in and amongst.
Yeah.
Who knows?
The end. Well, yeah.
I've been handcuffed. I mean, but it's like, no, just because I fit the description of something.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That one's standard.
In Harlem.
Yeah,
in
Harlem. Yeah.
Come on then, man. There's a story you want him to tell. Just say, brother, tell the story.
The story about,
okay, so there's
no,
one
no, 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 tell the story about.
Outside my crib. Yeah, come, hold on.
Oh, wait. Yeah. He got moved to outside his yard.
Outside his house.
Brother, I'd move house. Please say on God, your mum don't live there still?
No, she still lives there. Still lives there. No, she's good though. It didn't happen to her. She's fine.
What happened?
So basically, I was coming after it was tuition. So these times it was when the sky used to go dark at like 4 p.m.
Oh, yeah, that was a weird time.
Oh, winter?
Yeah,
that was a weird time.
Winter, basically.
You flipping in.
Yeah, no, but I got it.
But hey, does it only happen in winter?
Yes.
Oh, shit, sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, bro, because the sun goes down. What happened to you, though? So you're not all
right?
Or?
I'm being genuine right now. I thought there was,
you know,
just a time in the world.
You deliver messages or something.
Yeah.
It hurts,
like, you make
bro.
Us like, sound like text fucking
me
or something. Idiots,
man said text me. He's crazy.
No, but I hear him. Like,
yeah, I apologize. That happens in winter, guys.
Okay.
Doofus.
Huh? Crazy. So I was coming back from tuition, 5:30, pitch black outside. I'm literally 3 steps from my front door. So it's like, my mum has to buzz me in kind of thing. It's not
okay,
just
I don't know what tuition is.
It's where you go to, where you should really be.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, where you get to it. After school, so it's like extra stuff after school.
So basically, same example, like you feel like
I get it. You that was more. A very good one. Yeah, thank you. Tutoring, basically. Yeah,
there
tutoring.
We go.
Yeah. Yeah, tutoring. So I was coming home from there. In front of my door, there's one ute and a pedal back behind me. Already, already, yeah, like literally
your
right behind me.
Instincts told you from that.
Yeah, from there, I was like, but I'm too close to my crib. You're an idiot to do it here. So after that, man just see two other utes come and corner. They're all together. I'm like, why are you in separate locations? Like they had this plan, bro. They grabbed me from here. I had my backpack on me, so they pulled me from there. I turned around, they were like, what you got on you? I was like, nothing. But my BlackBerry died that morning. I left it at home. I didn't have nothing on me. I swear, my BB died. I was like, there's no point in taking this. Left it there. So they started searching me. And then obviously I was just like, I just kind of like pushing them off and I'm like, get off me. He pulled out the biggest knife. Brother, I think it's the size of my leg. Like it's about this big. I'm like, you don't need this. Put it to my neck. He was like, take off your bag. Took it from my bag. This bit nearly made me laugh.
Hey, during that moment, how was you feeling?
I was pissing myself. I was nervous. I thought I was going to die.
I hate when man tried G it off.
Never. I was willing to do anything. Chill out. No, not anything.
Chill out.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's moving crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Why are you shaking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the darkest today, man.
This is the bit that made me laugh here. So they took off my bag. They looked at my book bag, my history book. They saw the name. They were like, Ahmed Ishmael, yeah? Like, why are you, like, literally, it's like they've been looking for me. So I imagine at that point, I'm just laughing, and they literally emptied my whole bag. They got all my books. They tried to make sure all the names on the books were the same. And I'm just like, bro, you're not here. And then I was like, what are you lot looking for? They were like, a BB. We all need
BB's.
BB
is a BlackBerry.
BB's back in the day was like organs. Gold. Like, it was gold. It was literally, gold, yeah. It was like a liver or a lung. Good, yeah, get what?
BB's back in the days were like
organs. They were like, literally organs.
So important, bro. Literally. It was so important.
Generally, that's the way they
robbed. Saying without them, we couldn't live.
Yeah,
that's what all.
No lie. Yeah. But when they saw him, they basically saw his name and they said, "If you ever try doing a mad thing, we know your name. I'm Lishma."
Yeah.
Oh, so by the end of that, you've actually got away.
Yeah, no. So after they emptied my bag, they didn't find nothing. They searched me, everything. They just cut. And as they're cutting, all I hear is, "Yo, I need a BB, man." And I'm just like, "You did all this for a BB," and then I came into the house,
charged your phone, and
charged my phone. But obviously, I'm shaking, bro. I just had a knife to my neck. So literally, I'm just like this. I'm shaking. My mom comes in. Obviously, I tell her what happened. Literally, 10 minutes later, my uncle and his older brother just come to my house. Literally, within 10 minutes.
Ready on smoke.
Yeah. Ready. Yeah. In case.
Yeah, they're like, oh, how they look like? Da, 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 da.
You ever been robbed or close to being robbed?
Can I explain what happened after that?
What?
I don't know what to your school.
Wait. Say it. Remember, this is our show. If it's mad, then it won't go.
So afterwards, obviously, after I've told my family, I've told this guy what happened to me. I explained how the guy looks. So obviously one time he was on Facebook and I went on his friends and I saw the ute that did it to me.
How did they know your name?
Yeah.
He must have said, look, my cousins are men.
Make sure
you read these books in the bag to confirm.
Always got his BB on him.
Yeah. Always. You don't leave without it. Yeah. So and that's cold though. That would be a sick little sketch.
So he went to his school.
That's my dog. So wait, so like in school, I'd like to think that I knew everyone in my school, but not everyone was my friend. Did you know him? Did you see him?
Bro, that's my dog. But guess what?
Say, was your dog?
Was my dog. Yeah. But
wait, so at the time, it was Chunks' friend that robbed you.
He didn't know who he was. My boy didn't know who he was, of course. And bear in mind, you're probably thinking, Chunks, what did you say to the guy after? He got excluded. He wasn't in the school at the time. He was excluded from the school. So I can't. And you know, once a man gets excluded.
What a plot twist, boys. Yeah,
bro. Shout out.
Small world, man.
Yeah.
I got robbed by
his. You changed on my brother.
I got robbed by his bridge that he set me up on.
But you know what's crazy? You know what? Another mad plot twist.
Mm.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
Ended up becoming a gay porn star.
So tell you, I got robbed by a gay porn star.
Can we just. I got robbed by a gay round of applause for that story and our guest darkest man for allowing that story to exist.
Yeah. I got robbed by a gay porn star.
No, what an ending. He got G-checked.
He got robbed by a gay porn
star. Yeah.
That's
the title. Oh, this is brilliant. Darkest got robbed by a gay porn star. I love that we could laugh about it though. We're in a different place now. Don't you feel like now that we've got older, you don't see that? Or is it because we're not in like situations or in areas like that where man could even...
Now, don't get it twisted. Man's still in the same areas. But what I'm saying to you is, we're not surrounding ourselves around bad man use. You get it? Because back in the days, you were chilling with the madness.
Okay,
you
know, I was, yeah.
No, but then I wasn't necessarily chilling. But I was coming back from tuition, bro.
No, I'm saying, but... But also, okay, cool. With that one, it's more of an age thing as well. When you're 14, 13, 15, that's the age that people are just on bullshit. As a 27-year-old grown man, I'm not really navigating... I'm navigating the streets differently, bro. And especially being Chunks and Young Philly and Darkest, we're not going to just be chilling in the block or bopping around the ends. Like, we move smart.
Bro, man's... I'm so on point, yeah, that you see, even if I'm in a club, you won't catch me going toilet alone. Like, I'll make sure one of the mandem come, or, you know, like...
I'm just
so clued up on, like, who man is and how some stupid people can just do stupid. You get the point.
But I remember that point where my brother had a drop on you. And he called me saying, yo, tell Philly to be careful. Because you're on your bike them times and you had the watch on. And I had to call you and gave you the drop. Remember?
Oh my God. Well, tell the story then properly, man. One time I used to drive a ped.
And he was going to get it fixed in Harlesden. Was it Harlesden?
Oh my God. Let me tell the story.
You fucked up there, man. You fucked up there.
Chunks, I remember.
You fixed the 40 grand watch in Harlesden. Yeah, brother. You did
the bike.
You fixed the bike.
That was, and I had a little boy kettle. I just come into Wimbledon. The game. It was like, Wimbledon? It wasn't even a Wimbledon. It was like a date just from like a dodgy jeweler's that no, weren't even,
four
like,
bands
no box pick. Like, you know, it was just like a dodgy one. I think I got for like 2.5 quid. But it's not the point. Like, we all come from nothing. Like, at the time I had that turn. Even now, bro, if I see that same little date, I'd be like, bro, what a beautiful, bro. It's a sick kettle. Mm-hmm. Cut a long story short, the ped's mash up. I've gone to a bike shop, big up. Oh, I seem like a bad friend. No. ASR, big up Shifty. So I've gone to my brethren Shifty now to his shop to go get my bike fixed. As I've gone to get the bike fixed, I've seen these two Marley Utes pull up in a car. They've actually gone in as normal into the garage, innit? They're just doing whatever they're doing, yeah? But anyway, cut long story short, they've come out the car. Now, you know, like, you're just waiting in a garage, you're walking around, I'm seeing man watch me. But he keeps on watching me, so I'm cautious of him, but I'm not like, it's not a threat yet, it's not an issue. But you've just looked at me more than twice. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
I've left now.
Yeah.
No, as I'm leaving, they're following me. But now I'm like, remember, I'm on a bike, so I can get him through an example, this gap.
What, they're following you? Are they in a whiz?
Yeah, they're in a car.
Okay.
So I can get through that gap, but you've now got to wait for it to open up so you can get through.
Yeah,
do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ended up getting away. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. But then out of nowhere, Chunks calls me. Bear in mind, I didn't tell Chunks what I was doing, where I was. Do you get what I'm saying? He didn't know nothing. He's just gone, hey, my brother just phoned me and said, like, these Marley youths are trying to G-check you. Now you got to carry on with the story.
Yeah, so I get a
phone call.
Because
how did you find that out?
I get a phone call saying, yo, my from one of my guys, yeah? Saying, yo, tell your brother to be more careful. I said, what do you mean? And he goes, he's rolling around Harlesden on a bike with a kettle and two of the youths were scheming on him in a car. And I said, what? He goes, yeah, but obviously I had to call him and say, that's Chunks' brother loud at. So I said, oh yeah, I appreciate that, brother. They were like, he goes, it's all good. So I said, nothing happened. He goes, no, nothing happened. Straight away, I now belled Philly. I said, yo, were you in Harlesden trying to get your bike fixed with a kettle on? And then Philly goes, yeah, well, how do you know? I said, my brother, my ears to the streets.
Yeah.
I know everyone. I could have got you out.
Hey, Marley's loud.
I could have got you out.
I'm one of you lot. When you see me, homage, love, that easy.
No, but I need to confirm it first.
Oh yeah, so confirm with the community.
You read D first, and then I'll call Hadley. You know what I mean? Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
No, but with me, I think it's more YGs that I'm afraid of nowadays. Than
the YGs, no, the young YGs, youths right now.
I'm scared of
the ones that are doing the poking and the murdering are like the 13, 14 year olds. Because they don't understand about consequences and what you're actually doing. It's one of them ones, they'll do it and then after they'll be like, rah, I actually took someone's life. Whereas someone that's like 19, 20, they're more privy to it.
Obviously, I'm not saying
now stats are going to say that it's the kids that are doing it, but I'm saying based on logic and the assumption, I'm going to say it's that, bro. It's crazy, man. The streets are crazy nowadays.
Bring up on the fact that I'm in a relationship, so I'm not going to talk too much about it. Is that okay with you? Cool, love you.
What?
Bye.
What's his name?
Wait. Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it rolling.
Yeah.
What?
What's his name?
No! All right, keep that in the pod. We're keeping that. Yes, we are. That is hilarious. Do you know how funny
What's
that is?
His name?
No, bro, the combo's got to stay.
So basically, guys, I just see Darkest. obviously called his boyfriend to get
permission. he called his partner to get permission to say basically he's talking to somebody.
Leave him alone. Yeah.
Lawrence just goes, what's his name?
Yeah. Oh, Lawrence, your quality.
There you have it. Darkest is actually talking to someone.
Darkest ain't talking to someone. Darkest is in a relationship. Darkest is in love.
I'm knee deep.
Yeah, I'm sick in there. And I'm buzzing for you, fam.
Thank
it's
you, man.
Overwhelming.
I appreciate it.
And I think it's even more beautiful just seeing the change it's had on you. I think it's so sick that you called her.
No, is it?
You know,
make sure.
Yeah, because it's not just him, innit? He's baiting out her business as well. Obviously, you're not going to put up a name and a picture, but still, innit?
People put two and two together.
Whoever answers first, feel free. But how has it been for both of you dating now that you're the person you are? Or do you feel like there hasn't actually been a real issue? Everything's sweet. Has things changed?
With me personally, I think if anything has changed in my behavior and stuff, it's not really, I can't really tell you off the cuff like what's changed. Obviously, you could probably can because you chat to me. But I think in terms of dating, before the relationship I'm in right now, I was never really, this is my first relationship, bro. Yeah, it's my first relationship. Yeah, this is my first relationship. So
no girl before this?
Never had a girlfriend before this.
And why didn't you? You just wasn't interested?
Yeah, plus, I don't know. It's like, it's kind of, girls make it very bait that what their intentions are. So imagine a girl rejecting you at the beginning of your career. And then 2 years later, you don't talk. And she's like, I miss you, da 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 da. When are we getting married? I'm interested in you. And you obviously question that little sudden change of heart. And it's been like that. Obviously, I've been Darkest for a long time for me to know who wants me for Darkest and who doesn't want Ahmed. You get me? So
deeper.
Yeah, so.
By the way, when you're saying dating, quickly just to interject, you're not saying girlfriend, boyfriend, you're saying.
You're saying the getting to know stage, right?
We're talking about I might have just slipped you and never seen you again, but like. Maybe for me.
That's like Phillies. Our Phillies on something.
Sorry, boys. Yeah. I've got to be careful if I say stuff before you start judging my brethrens on my little painting, yeah? There's a little different brush for them. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, even now, I mean, the question I get from her a lot is like, just like a little bit of reassurance, like, are you sure about me kind of thing? Mm. Like, are you 100%, like, are you still confident that this is what you want? And I was like, more than confident. Yeah. I was like, 100,000,000%. It's been too long now. I said, I would have clocked from the first week, month, that you're a bit 50-50, but it's been a very long time now.
Remember, feel free not to answer anything you don't want to.
Yeah, go on.
But how did you meet her?
Bro, we met, the first time I laid eyes on this girl, I was in year 8, and we met in Quran school.
It was a last blessing from the get-go. I'm just too deep in it.
No, I
like you, man.
Am I lying though? Nice. Bro, they've met in the Quran school,
Like, that's mad. Duxie.
Duxie.
Yeah.
Duxie.
Are you meeting Giles and
Dux? No, that is crazy.
If you saw the way I phrase it, this guy's doing this.
He's freeing.
Hold
the foot.
Quickly.
Yeah, go on.
See me when I got Quran school.
Yeah.
What do you think? Alright, chill out, man. Well, I can't do that.
Dux is doing this. Where's the gallum though? Who's trying to learn Quran? Like, who's really trying to learn Quran and who's trying to know what Guan? You know what I'm saying? Like, this brother's trying to. Yeah, he's.
Right, let's go. Who's trying to learn Quran? Who's trying to know what Guan?
Who's trying to scheme in the Quran?
Yeah, like, for the viral DM, man.
No, really, but thank you.
If you heard what I said the first time I laid eyes on her.
Yeah.
No, but you're meant to just do a one glance and look down.
Yeah.
You did a one glance, look down, one glance again. I said, yeah, I like her.
So how did the. When and how did the first interaction happen?
So it happened there. So obviously we
about just laid eyes on her. So you spoke.
No, I was drawing it. You think I went Quran school once? What the fuck? It was every week.
Oh,
it was every week. It was every Sunday.
That's crazy though. You drew it in Quran school.
I didn't know. No.
Let me let him finish.
You moved to Quran school. Let's move on. Now.
Yeah.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna talk about Philly. If you want to see it, a part two, you come up to it. Philly, how's your dating life, man? We know you had an absolute jawn and a half. Recently,
yeah.
Obviously, we would never mention who.
Yeah, my ex was beautiful.
I'll be honest, guys. When he showed me, I said, "Brother, she's with you for the wrong reason." Yeah. Said, straight away.
Yeah, he did.
I said,
you know?
I cannot believe.
But why? This. But why? For someone that
you remember, for, bro,
yeah, I know.
Real.
I remember your words. No, yeah. Chunks actually looked at it and said, "Yeah, not for you, bro."
Yeah.
Like, wait, yeah. No, deep that. It was the first time since I've known Chunks that I was in love, yeah? And Chunks looks at me and gone, yeah, I hear all that, but it's not. It's not.
What was it, though? She looked.
She was too late.
Yeah. Oh, I heard that.
She was.
So you believe if a girl is too attractive...
There's something wrong with her.
Genuinely, yeah, it's going to make us look like the most insecure guys ever. Yeah,
but no, because that's not my opinion.
Okay, cool. Well, me then, that's fine. I have no qualms with that because you have to remember when I was growing up, I had insecurities left, right, and center.
Fair enough.
So
bro.
In my head, I'm thinking no one's attracted to me.
Fair. You get it? That's
generally me being honest now, bro. In school, I was a class clown, made people laugh and that. Same. But as soon as it comes to me finding someone attractive or having catching feelings, I'm saying put that to the back of your head because I'm not gonna be able to draw this thing. Do you get it?
Yeah.
So now when man see a leng thing, well, not now, but like back, even maybe subconsciously, you see a leng thing trying to move to you, you're thinking what? Okay, what's her intentions? Straight away, not, okay, she actually likes me because I'm a cool, lit dude.
Yeah, you know, that's what I think. Mm. I just thought, right, yeah, it makes sense that she drew me because I'm buff and she's buff.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's not enough though, man.
That's crazy.
No, but I'm just off the surface. Yeah, the same way he's saying that she's not good enough for me because she's too pretty. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm saying I don't like focus on that when I'm looking for my lifetime partner, but I'm just saying I don't think.
At the time, do you think she could have been?
What, my lifetime partner?
Yeah, at the time.
Ask him, bro.
No, he lost his man that day.
Yeah.
He was calling
ask him, bro.
It was too good to be true.
Bro, ask
him. It was
too
good to be true. Yeah, it's like someone just gives you a Lambo.
With your girl now, have you spoken about kids?
Yeah.
Even names?
Yeah.
But you know you're not going to have them now, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, the same, bro. Okay, cool. I was gone.
Yeah. Philly was really, really like in love, man.
And it was sick, bro.
Not with her now.
Do you know what? Do you know...
What did he say?
He said, yeah, it was, yeah. Not Bernardo.
Yeah, but obviously he was there talking about, yeah, marriage and that. I remember.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you love her.
Yeah, but it happened.
Yeah, you with her now,
And then what's the question I asked you the other day? I asked you a question and I said, Ra, how many times I'm going to have to fail until I succeed? Yeah. Hey, you think that's a good question? Like, think about it. For everyone that's single and wants to, like, find love, not on a rush thing, but just one day you want to get married and have kids, like, I always ask myself, like, how many times am I going to fail until I, like, boom.
Yeah, because that's true. Because my first situation, I thought was going to be my first and last.
What? He was gone. He's out here drawing me up. The first time I ever drew him out that he was in... Would you say you loved that girl?
The first one?
Yeah.
Nah. Not after the second stitch, I said, nah.
The second stitch, can I remember?
Yeah. No, second stitch, you lost his mind.
Can I remember? Yeah. I don't like relationship.
I don't know how much I can say. Lost his mind, didn't see your boy for a month.
Yeah. Can I remember? Let me say
something.
Can I say
something?
No, honestly, relationship chunks might be top three worst chunks I've ever
had.
I saw you three times.
Bro, you actually forget you have friends.
You know you have to remember. You lot have known man for X amount of
years. Let me chill with you.
No, but generally, I'm not, because you're going to make me seem like that guy that forgets the man when I get a gal. On my life, it's not. Well, life's not. Okay, all right then. All right. Cool. So let me just break it down quickly. I had a girl, international vibes.
Yeah.
So when now she's here.
Oh, no, fair.
Why am I seeing
no,
you guys?
No.
She
fair,
lives
no.
abroad.
No, see, that's not my qualms. My qualms was you went missing for like 3-4 months, but
bro, I went, I bucked her for 10 days.
No,
wallahi, no, brother, I mean, it was
no
10
way
days.
He was dead.
I said, wallahi, it was 10
well,
days.
Then I'm a needy friend, bro. I'll be honest. That 10 days for me felt like months.
I was there for 10 days. How about this? It was meant to be 5. I extended the extra 5 because I thought, you know, I'm enjoying.
Do
myself.
You know what the problem is? We're all so close. So if it goes like a certain amount of time,
it feels like
what Chuck's last watching. Week was loving me.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, I miss you. Like, every story I put up, oh, man, you look good. I miss you. Like, but I get it. I ain't seen you in ages. Yeah. So maybe that's why those 10 days felt like 3 to 4 months.
I'm just going to explain quickly because I don't want to.
So he gets to justify.
No. Okay, no, we'll go back to the Quran school. Go back to you.
I pressed on Sunday.
That man are trying to move to John's in Quran. Lost your mind. But I'm saying that genuinely, my thing was abroad. So now, whenever I've gone to see her, F the mandem because I'm abroad. Mm-hmm. You get it? Or if she's in London, F the mandem because I ain't going to see her again for a long time. And so when I'm committed, I'm committed, baby.
Yeah.
I'm showing love to my girl.
Yeah, no.
That's what I'm saying.
We're all the same, though, in that sense.
Like, how are you in a relationship? Are you a lover boy?
Bro, all right, cool. You know how much social anxiety I get when I'm out, yeah?
Yeah.
Didn't exist when I was rolling with her.
Wow.
It did
holding
not.
Hands
on the mains.
Were you kissing on the mirrors?
What in the bro, man's in the club and I'm just here. Just here with it.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
I hate when I'm an example.
I hate when I'm the example. But yeah, I'm a lover, man. I'm like you, bro. We have obviously, I know you're asking me so we can tell everyone as well. But yeah, I'm exactly like you two still.
You certified lover boy?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. But I'm also very scared. As in like, and but we do go out sometimes and stuff like that. But I think at the beginning I was way more paranoid, but now I've kind of like calmed down a little bit because like, bro, she's not famous. As in she's not a YouTuber, she don't do what we do. So she's not used to what this life brings. So obviously I don't want the problems I deal with to fall on her.
I respect that.
Do you get what I'm saying to you?
And I can relate and can't relate because the last girl, she weren't in a public eye, but do you know what I mean? She weren't low key like you, man. Do you get what I'm saying? So, yeah.
We're gonna segue into early life, or more earlier anyway. YouTube.
Wait, just before that, I didn't do nothing on Quran school.
Yeah,
I saw, brother. It was I went there to learn. I saw her pretty, back to God.
Yeah, back and to
that,
God.
That was it. End of story.
Because God comes
first.
Yes,
and girls come
after that.
No.
What about your parents then?
Oh shit, sorry.
After that's crazy. Alright, cool, chat to me, bro. YouTube.
No, I wanna know from you two.
Oh.
Cause like the start of your YouTube career, I feel like it's the reason you man are here. Like you two together though was I think crucial to both of your come ups. How did that come about? Because from my understanding, you was filming first.
Yes.
Did it feel weird to then ask your cousin to jump in a video of you?
No. How about this? The reason I started YouTube is because I thought me and him were gonna bang out videos together. So the first time
So you lot are actually meant to be a duo?
Yeah. I'd say so. How about this? When I started
I'd say, go on.
I started YouTube, this joke, man, was a man, right?
A little bit of love.
Okay, but anyway, so it was annoying because I was like, when are you coming back, bro? You weren't a man, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that when you were riding the bird?
No. I was just
riding a bird.
Yeah, there was a point in 2018, I was just gone for 8 months. Lied to me before.
He thought he was going to act. How about this? He left that summer saying to man, I'm going to see you in a couple of months.
No, Jan. I left in Jan.
Jan, yeah. Thinking that was going to be a month, bird. This guy did a sentence in Oman. He came back after 8 months. He didn't even know. I kept saying, when you come back, I don't know. Was it bad behavior? What was the reason you were there?
I can't lie. I was just a finished you.
Hey, come a bit closer.
Sorry. At that point, how old was I?
I was 11.
That's how he knows.
Yeah, look after me, photograph me.
See, that's the friends. He's touching boogers. That's good budget.
That's not deep, though.
Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah, so I think I was around 19. So I didn't have anything going for myself. I was very lazy. I've had weird priorities. I was chilling around with the wrong people.
The wrong people.
And I was broke. I had nothing to my name.
Yeah, no, yeah, keep asking me.
Okay, brother, let's just.
Yeah. Every downfall, he was there.
Because during that whole period, I was at his house, man. Because yeah. I wasn't going uni or anything.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, and I wasn't driving.
No, never. I was driving.
So
I never
used to get here's a question. Yeah, I used to help to go back to the story. So during that time that you was in Oman, did you then start YouTube though?
Yes.
No, he didn't start, he was doing it.
So then by the time you left, he didn't do it?
No, so he left January. I didn't start
YouTube. You didn't start?
Then. I started
You
August.
Got back and he had how many subscribers?
No, brother. You started, the year before that, you started. I was gone for 2 months. That was a normal holiday. The year after that, you already had a channel. You're on 100K.
Oh, you was gone.
You're 100K on my mom's life, bro.
Astaghfirullah,
hold on for a second. Start of 018.
Epic rapper Bean Boozled. That was before K subscribers.
No. That was what, rap battles was before I left. The rap battle.
I'm talking about when I started YouTube.
Yeah.
You were not in the country.
When you started, I wasn't. You're right.
Your first video was with me.
Was that red shirt? Yeah.
The red and black shirt.
Yep. That wasn't the bed.
Huh?
That wasn't the bed.
Was it not?
No, that wasn't the bed.
What was
the
holiday?
That was a holiday. The year after that was the bed.
Okay. So I'm talking about when we started. I'm talking about when we started this joke, man.
Oh, okay, cool.
So when we started, this guy was a man and I wanted to start with him, but he wasn't in the country. So I said, cool. I started with, my first episode was a star player.
Star players, his cousin.
Yeah, my other cousin. Then I started to do videos with my guys from the end, Santi, Ibra, the man from the end. But when he came back, as soon as I said he's coming back this day, I started a YouTube show and I said, yo, video with this guy. Because me and him grew up and we were basically like inseparable, innit?
Brother.
They were trying to say, so we make videos. We were always expressive. We used to make videos from back in the days, One-Arm Productions.
Yeah, One-Arm Productions.
They don't know about One-Arm Productions.
Do you know what I called One-Arm Productions?
One-Arm Productions.
I had a...
Rap. One-Arm Productions. I've got a what that functions. Don't talk to me like you're a runction. What's a runction?
It's a station.
Bro,
do you know
what I called One-Arm Productions?
Back in the days, that was like the best lyric to you, innit?
On earth.
Bro, I broke my arm.
Why is it called One-Arm Productions? Show them. Why do you think it's called One-Arm Productions?
Brother, I had surgery
he
here.
Had surgery, bro.
And I was in a cast, and we used to spit, and we just called it One-Arm Productions because we were in a sling.
Bro, we were made for this.
And we just put that
we
on
were 14, 13 spitting.
Yeah, he's actually made for this.
Well, like, we were 14, 13 spitting bars, and you know, who's our videographer?
Oh, his sister.
My sister was the one that filmed all the videos.
If I can find those videos, I'll pay 100 grand for those videos right now. I swear to God.
I'll give my dog.
It was their best videos that we used to film.
100 grand for them videos is crazy, bro.
I swear to God. I swear to God. Because they were the best.
100 grand? I wouldn't.
Me. That's all I have in my squares. That's how much I have in my whole squares. But I'll pay for that because those videos was when we used
to. Yeah, priceless, bro. It's memories.
Memories. But like, obviously after that, I said, I want to start videos with Darkest. Start making videos. We got some traction. And I think when he come back from
what was the video that got you lot the traction?
I don't know.
Go on, say we think about it so we can put it up on the screen.
We banged out a lot of them.
No, but there must have been
rap,
one.
The rap.
Chef Asylum.
No.
Chef Asylum?
No, not Chef Asylum. I bugged out for a sec. Chef Chunks.
Chef Chunks.
Chef Chunks.
Because that's the clip I always see. The clip where I slapped him in the back.
I was just, don't take my questions. I wanted to like interview you lot. So yeah, there's that clip that is super viral. There's only one of you two that is mental.
You smashed the like button.
Oh, you saw me there, didn't you? I forgot you had the sixth sense.
If you ever do that again, I'm gonna kill your parents, and I know where they live. Shall I say their address?
No, please don't.
Why did you slap him like that? Look, and it was quite an aggressive slap.
Because, genuinely, you could tell
did me it hurt?
Yeah.
Say if I'm lying, yeah? We used to film these videos 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., stupid times.
Yeah.
Right? And one thing where I was scared of was my dad, when we were filmed so late, I would make too much noise. But for some reason, it was your voice that my dad would hear. He would always text us and say, you guys are being too loud. I hear Ahmed, tell him to be quiet. I think I can even scroll on my phone and see the text. So whenever like me and this guy will be filming, if he gets a bit too loud, I'll take the anger out on him because of the fact my dad is telling us that we're too loud. Do you get it?
Yeah,
it was always a thing where we had slaps. We didn't slap forfeits for how long? But that day I kind of lost it.
Yeah, you lot put me on with the slap
forfeits. Can I be very honest with you? If we know, I watched that video back. I get it. Well, I do remember the times I was being loud and you just, you know what I mean? Just like, shut up. But during the video, you knew it was funny because there was points, I was quiet and you'd slap me.
Okay, I agree as well. Because it is, when I started slapping him, Stars is, can't film on the video by the way, Stars player. There was Stars never laughed. He never laughed at my videos, bro. When I saw him in tears, I said, I'm doing something right here. Genuinely. But, and I know Darkest, if Darkest said to me, bro, stop doing this, I will allow it. I know, if he told me to stop, but I think he also bagged what we were doing. So he goes, yeah, run it. Like, if this is what's going
on, I don't like getting
slapped. And he will always support me, bro.
That's a mad skill you lot have. I do it as well when we're filming, but you will know within 5 seconds what he's doing was funny and then keep on matching.
Yes.
So I get it.
So Darkest clocked what I was doing. Admitted, obviously, it is hard, it's hurting, but he's saying, you know what? If this is what's going to be the thing to get the man in there, I'm on it.
Hold on, you see, when you slapped me and the glasses came on.
Yeah.
I said, this is my purpose. Yeah. Like, literally, I thought...
This is my purpose, it's crazy. He just knew.
It all makes sense.
Yeah. When I dropped that video, I remember Sharky messaged me straight away saying, yo, bro, I haven't cried like this at any of your videos ever. So I said, yeah, we've got something.
Oh, I love Sharky.
Yeah. Like, genuinely, he said this was one of the best videos I've ever watched. Like, he was in tears, voice knowing. So I said, yeah, we've got something. Obviously, I didn't expect it to go that viral. But that was definitely maybe the big first moment of me being like me getting to know like, yo, this YouTube thing can work for me, you know?
Mm. Okay, this guy has been doing some sort of African magic.
Shut your mouth.
And then I think that's when Darkest realized when he came back from Oman that he wants to start his own channel.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the numbers. How quickly you got your views?
Oh, bro, I think I got 10K in 4 hours.
Then 10K subscribers in 4 hours.
In 4 hours. Then when I woke up that next morning, it was on 21K. Then at the end of that, it got to like 35, and then that's when it just kind of stayed steady.
Withered away. But that, I remember he was flying, bro.
Well, how many subscribers are you on now?
I'm on almost 600K.
You're like me, bro. You're just lazy, fam.
But let's talk about your upload schedule. Why haven't you been uploading in how long?
Wait, who are you to talk?
You can talk to me after. Can I ask a question first? Is this a segue? That's how it works, because you talked about his channel. He's got 600K, but in my head, I think it could be more. But why is it not more? Because you don't upload. Mm-hmm. Why don't you upload?
That's a question for all of us, though. But why?
No, but I want to ask Darkest first.
Okay.
I'm not comfortable.
I think it's 10%. I think it's like 30% laziness, 70% content with what I have already.
There you go.
Do you know what I'm saying?
And let me grow you for a second for that. Call me crazy. Mm. I know Darkest is funnier than me. It's guaranteed, right?
Bro, he's the funniest out of everyone.
Listen to this, bro. And there's always, I see so many comments, but I've been agreed with it, bro. I already know this. Darkest is funnier than me, yeah? But I think in order to be like very successful on this YouTube thing or just on the entertainment industry, there's like loads of different facets you have. Like there's maybe, just an example, 6.
Wait.
Being entertaining.
You look right, this ain't a joke. He's giving genuine.
I genuinely think being entertaining and funny is one facet. Incredible, you're good. Being like, like rapport savvy. So being able to build relationships with people, talking to people.
No,
that's a whole other
thing. Beg you lot, write this shit.
No, but like
down.
Generally, like,
no, he's dropping
I mean?
Gems, you know.
Like, I'm saying this.
There's
going to
be
different...
bare YouTubers next week. You might be doing too much, but that's the second one. I want more. I want more. This is good, bro. We're teaching
people.
Now
let's say business savvy. So being able to understand how to run a business. Yeah, I'm not saying now I'm a businessman. I'm just saying, well, I am.
Yeah, you are.
But I'm saying as in, there's loads of different facets in order to become like a successful entertainer. And I feel like the reason that you're not as big as you is because of the fact you're just content with that one aspect, which is being entertained and being funny. Mm. That's only going to get you so far, bro. Mm. I feel like you could have been more successful than man, guaranteed. Yeah. Well, I agree. But it's because of the fact that I think I'm more switched on.
Yeah, no, bro, that is all it is.
That's what
bro.
I think,
I've
bro.
Always said that, fam. I've always said, like, why is it that we all started at the same time, but bros thing is two separate.
And people are different.
And another perfect example of that is Nico. Bro, car, they're just too switched on, fam. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah, we're actually different. No different to them. Again, I agree. Mm-hmm. You're more entertaining than Nico and Chunks put together for me.
Yeah,
me. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. But the reason you just ain't done what they done, and me, I'm in the same car. These men are in a better position than me. Yeah. It's just because man's just a content, lazy you, and I'm kind of all right with what I got, and do you get what I'm saying?
You, lo- yeah, I generally, I think you should let me know in the comments if I'm talking crap, but.
No.
I don't even think. I would have disagreed with you.
Bro, they're not to comment on it because they're not in our world.
Yeah.
Like, do you get it? Like, only you really and truly can, rah, that truly was weird, but only you really and truly can have that opinion,
yeah.
I'd say, because we're in it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but like, don't get it twisted, my man's still making bread.
Yeah, no,
you get it, like, but I'm just saying,
it's like you could make more, just do
it. You ain't even seen a penthouse that walks into the front room from the lift, but it's cool.
They don't know about the life.
Yeah.
They see this is a big rich town.
That's you
I
know that,
come from the poorest parts. Yeah.
You know that's something I do like about you two though. Like, they don't even know how you like are living. Humble, no humble. Cause oh my god, you both had mad glow ups. I had glow down, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah, he did.
Wow, no, you, oi boys, you've actually had mad glow ups. Like when I bought you, you was me door.
Yeah, send it. Wait,
this live. We don't stop rolling, bro. You were like.
In fact, he just said I was meaty when he bucked me.
No, and you know
but
what?
That's right.
And you know why you were shit though, yeah?
Shit is crazy.
No, but
first of all, don't call me shit.
You know I'm not talking like that. No, your brother.
Yeah, no, you're
allowed to. That one's like, you got to allow me because I'm Smith.
Man said you were shit. Are you laughing at what you're doing? Yeah. You found that funny, yeah? You found that funny, what you yeah? You behind the screen, you found that funny, yeah?
Hey. No, but it's because you didn't care about looking after yourself. You didn't care about your image. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't even think it comes down to your physical aspect. It's did you do your hair before you left? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Was your clothes all ironed? Is your t-shirt matching that? Like, you know, all these little things make you just look better as a whole. What did it for both of you? Because you both have gone through a mad transition physically and even in terms of the way you dress. Was it money? Was it the position that you're in now? Was it the time? Was it insecurities? Yeah,
I think it was just life because I didn't think I really chose to lose all my hair and grow a beard. I think it was just sort of thing that happened. But it's like, I don't know.
When did you start losing your hair?
No, that's a question.
19, I started losing it at 19.
So do you know where it started from? It wasn't even here.
I still remember.
You know here?
The crown.
I used to call so that's where I started going first.
Remember when I used to try to call you Patchy? You didn't like that one.
Bro, see, look, why would you bring that
up? No, but I just said it.
I'm Patch.
Yeah, I used to call him Patch.
No, Patch is a cold name.
Patch is cold.
Is it this? My Popeye.
But yeah, so when did it change for you? When did you go, I'm going to start going gym. I'm actually going to start actively looking out myself.
Gym only started COVID.
Yeah, gym we started in COVID. The thing is, him and Sharky had been going, especially him. He was going, I think, first with Kyle. So, and then afterwards, I think Sharky joined. And then I used to just, I used to do every single morning. I used to come into the gym in my boxers and a t-shirt straight. I didn't even brush my teeth yet. I used to walk into the gym. Let's go, boys. Let's go.
Just motivate
the mandate. What you got, motherfucker? Let's go.
Like, all right, don't let go of your head, though. He said he used to walk into the gym with his boxers and his t-shirt. So what does that mean?
The gym's right next to my room.
Oh, yeah, no, we had a gym upstairs.
Yeah, we had a gym upstairs.
Alhamdulillah,
yeah, that was good times.
Yeah, but it was incredible.
Right next to the
crazy.
So that was during COVID as well.
I remember that, y'all. I like that house.
Yeah, upstairs, all the way upstairs. This guy would come in and just motivate us for 10 minutes.
10 minutes and then walk get out. The hell out of there.
He wouldn't lift up one barbell, bro.
Nothing. I was just get up.
And then slowly transition into now lifting up a barbell.
Why? What's got into you?
Like, started off. Remember?
We should have recorded him walking in. If they ever saw how high his chest is.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
No, Joe's one day, I think I was just looking at myself and I just wasn't happy. And then I think these guys, obviously seeing them every morning, even Kenny used to work out and Lee Van Beb used to use that gym.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's right next to my room. How the hell am I using it? And then I thought, okay, cool, let me go. Then I didn't want to train with these lot straight away because I thought I'm going to hate it. These lot train like animals. So I started using the treadmill. I used to go on walks. Yeah. I used to go on walks.
Tell me how fit you are, please, please.
I did 1K. You know 1K, yeah? I couldn't finish 1K. Imagine on the treadmill, I'm going 1K. I'm going, I'm jogging. I roll on the floor. I used to roll around. I was so tired. I thought I was going to die. But then I just thought, okay, next day I'm gonna beat you again.
Do it again.
I'm gonna do it again.
And one thing about us, like, we're not gonna laugh at you and shit. I'm gonna be like, yo, it's calm.
That's
bro.
The best
I
thing
said,
for me.
I said, bro, we had to get back in there. We will tell them to everyone.
It was the same. We're all the same.
If no one laughed at me, you know,
no one's born with 90.
Yeah, yeah, I hate that kind of.
Yeah, but no one's born with 99 stamina. Like, we all have to build it up. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. But the beginning, day one was the hardest, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. That one I can't deny.
Well, Farrell, well, and half of the Ethiopian run. I think he ran out of the naan. Like, you know what I mean? Jogging out of it because he's like a proper athlete. Shout out to Mo Farah, man.
Ran out the nan. No, do you know how mental that is? You run out the nan because he's a proper athlete.
He's doing this at the pumps. Shout out to Mo, man. We're going to get you on there soon as well, my brother.
Where after all that, it's at the pumps. Then shout out to Mo, man.
Give out that, man. I'm playing.
Can I be very honest with you? Do you know, I really like the fact that you guys started a podcast.
Right.
Because recently that's all I've been watching on YouTube, but it's like it gets sickening because it's all the same thing.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I want to ask, like, in terms of moving forward in this podcast, what it's not really, are you just going to be talking about, you know, you lots and the guests that you bring and the stories that they have and obviously that, or
that's a good question, you know,
because a lot of the podcasts I see now is like, oh, men's rights, women's rights, or how you should be in a relationship.
Oh yeah, no,
all
like,
this bullshit.
Who are you paying for the first date?
No, like, I don't mind questions like that, and sometimes they might come up in convo, but I'm not on starting our podcast off a question. Like, I don't know, I think that's when it just gets a little bit dead and you're proper like narrowed into a subject. Like, yeah, because someone would start a podcast like that.
Mm.
That question there, who's paying for the first date?
Yeah.
Whole hour long video.
Yeah, you know what it is? You know what's crazy about the hour long videos and that? Who's paying for the first date? You say who? The man.
Yeah, 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 but if she wants to split me, then I'll let her split.
And the man. And
we've done that in what, 3 minutes?
And then why is it the man? Why are you paying first?
I just want it.
So do I. I just want to as well. What about you?
Yeah, I fancy it.
End of conversation. That's been great. Make sure to comment.
That's
like
a whole
subscribe.
Podcast. But yeah, if you want to carry on watching them ones and keep doing your little thing, but we're here, innit? You see when a man blinks like that? That's like, I've just said some shit.
Yeah.
What was you saying before this?
Gym, man.
Oh yeah, by the way, with you and Jim, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, wait, hold on, we're getting there, see? I remember what I was saying, glow ups. So that was yours. Talk to me.
Bro, music video of times, we were filming for Clean Up. Didn't like the way I looked. I said, bun that, I'm changing. Because I remember we went Selfridges. We went to Harrods. I remember I had 3 bags ready to spend for a music video. Couldn't fit into anything.
Mm.
Nothing was fitting me. I said, rah, they don't do Gucci and 4XL. Of course they flipping don't. You know what I mean? So I've gone now. I've seen Philly just buying Dior's. He's buying flipping Balenciaga jumpers. He's doing the crazy. He's going all out. I could fit into one oversized Gucci tracksuit and one oversized Palm Angels jumper.
Yeah, yeah.
So you after when I got home, I looked tired. I looked cute. But I went home and I realized that it just wasn't healthy anymore, man. Obviously, I've always had the securities, but I kind of just kind of brushed it aside. But when I realized now it was affecting my image in terms of liking myself, I said, I really need to change. So it all started in June 2021.
And then June?
Or 2020? From 2020. June
2020. From June 2020, what year was you then, wow, I love myself, I'm super comfortable?
September 21.
Cold.
So from June, I've never told figures and numbers and stuff, but I'll say it now, because I wanted to make a long video, but I just haven't got around to it. June 16th, 2020, I was 145 kilograms.
Shit, bro.
September
it's heavy.
1st, 2021, I was 99 kilograms.
Crazy.
So 15 months.
Round of applause for that one. Yeah. Need people in the back too.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
I lost 46 kilograms
in
15
crazy.
Months. And it's all because of God. It was all because of KGD, Kyle. Graham Davis, one of the best personal trainers I've ever met in my life. One of my best friends right now. Hard work, bro. I didn't do no tablets. Some people asking me, did you put a gastric band? None of that. It was all legit, just working hard 6 days a week, eating clean, sleeping well. Like all of that, bro.
6 days a week.
Yeah, bro. Well,
I remember, I know.
Like, he's the
every morning, 5K runs.
Five K runs.
Hey guys, we're shocking dogs today. 5K run.
This guy used to go for outside.
No, you don't even talk like that.
He used to wear bin bags.
Bin bags, my brother.
Yeah, that's standard. You don't know about that.
I've never seen that.
I was running in 30 degrees.
dripping out, about to pass out. But it was all hard work, man. And for me, like, obviously, since then, I kind of gained a little bit more. And I know that people have realised, but I'm back on a journey to try and lose it again. I gained maybe like another 5-10 kilograms.
I feel like just because you know what it takes and you know that you can do it, that's why I think maybe you might have gained a little bit, because you're just like, you know what, this is light work. Give me 3 months, she's gone again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I want to move on to you, brother. I think you look shit now.
Yeah. No, I hear it.
No. Obviously, I'm definitely not shit.
It's so mad. My aunt and my mum say the same thing.
You look better, wham. Because I've seen you.
Basically, guys, I don't know if you remember, please, if you have any pictures, insert.
Young Bowley. Remember Young Bowley?
Young Bowley was one of my favorite individuals. Basically, Philly used to love the gym at one point. I'm not body shaming. He looks lovely here and before, but I'm saying I loved the way you looked when you went to the gym,
because
he
was just fuck.
Bowler. And I said, rah, this is a strong man. A strong black independent man. And
it's not even just
man.
That. It's just like, the gym just makes your life better. I feel like you wake up in the morning quicker. Like, you're more alert. I just feel like
extra springness.
Even your wee, bro, clearer. Just pure see-through now. Like, it just gym just builds you. I don't know. It's just sick, man.
All right, Darky, so we forgot to start off with this. It just shows that we don't know what we're doing, man.
No, it's fine. Second episode, man.
It's called Blind Ranking. Da-da! Yeah. Hopefully some nice fun. Never mind. So, Darky, we know you love basketball.
No, obsessed.
Obsessed with basketball.
Safe to say it's your favourite sport?
Definitely, by far.
So I'm going to give you 5 names, one at a time, and you have to blind rank it. For example, if I say a name, you have to put them fourth.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
There you go,
I've seen this. I know.
So this is our special game.
But just don't kill me, though, innit?
What do you mean?
Okay, cool.
We create this game on the show.
Yeah, we create our game. We actually...
the founders.
The painter.
Trademarked it.
Yeah, there you go. Steph Curry.
Third. No, second.
You can't change your mind.
No, third. Okay, third. I'll be happy with
that. You put in third.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, third.
Mm-hmm. I need to know who else on this list.
Kobe Bryant.
Oh, I don't know if I'll put him ahead or behind Steph.
Nah, second. I'll put him above Steph. No! Fourth. He's fourth.
Are you basing it on stats or who you personally like?
Who I personally think is better.
Like me, that's what I'm
okay, cool. So you're saying Steph third and Kobe fourth.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments down below what you think.
It sounds crazy.
Because this is crazy. Yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Second, yeah. Okay, I'll put him second.
I need to.
Okay.
Second.
So this is going to be very, very fun to see.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
If you say LeBron after, I'm going to kill someone. First.
Michael Jordan's first.
Yeah.
So the slot available is fifth, right?
Yeah, but don't say LeBron, though.
LeBron James!
I can't put him fifth.
And LeBron James is in fifth position. I know you have it, guys. That is Darkest ranking basketballers. And he thinks that Kobe Bryant is worse than Steph Curry. He thinks that LeBron James is the worst out of the bunch. He thinks Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time. And he thinks Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the second.
You should just go first.
There you go.
Like, this is a shit show. a podcast. You lot are dumb, making a podcast. What the fuck?
Yeah. I'm not the one that says that LeBron James is the fifth greatest player of all time.
Not that though. Guys, thank you so much for watching. We appreciate you. God bless you. Comment, like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell because it helps the channel massively. Later.
Gotta be 6 years to life, what you just did to me, though.
Bro, you're an idiot. Why would you not save the spots?
All right, then. Okay. Take care. See you later.